Hi, this is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing. Today I'm going to cover a question I get asked all the time. I've been asked this question three times today alone. How long does it take for SEO to take effect and to get you clients for your law firm's website? Okay, well, the answer to that question is not instantly, not even within the first month or even the first few months. Google is in an arms race with spammers, and it has a lot of people that want to be at the top of its search results. Okay, so just like the U.S. and Russia Cold War, the spammers are working on their tactics. Google's working on their tactics to try to stop them. So what has happened is that it's not easy anymore to get SEO to work to get you on the first page for keywords, and Google deliberately slows the process down because they know overnight someone's not going to become an authority and all of a sudden be on page one. They just won't allow it to happen. And in truth, it's not fair to establish players that have been around for a while, that have got seniority, that have obviously put in the work to be at the top of the search results. So when you're evaluating an SEO company or an SEO campaign, you got to understand it really takes about 6 months to start seeing any good results. And what are any good results? Well, you're going to start out with a certain number of visitors to your website every day, and you need to know that number when you're starting. Why? Because later on, you want to know if you've made progress. And progress is not ranking for keywords in Google, but progress is actually the number of visitors that come to your site daily from the search engines. When that number grows, that means more people come to your website, that means more of them will tend to call you. You know, let's say you have 2% of the visitors that come to your site. Well, if you get 100 searches a month, at most you'll get 2 calls. If you get 300 searches a month, you may get up to 6 calls. If you get 1,000 searches a month, you know, you may get quite a bit more. So you got to grow the number of people coming to your website. So when you're considering SEO, again, you got to look at it like this, okay? At first, it'll be an expense. Sorry, it's just going to be an expense. But as you build content, as you build relevant links to your site, and content means articles on your practice areas, links mean that blue clickable stuff you see on websites where you click and it goes to another website, but you want links pointing to your website from relevant people, like attorneys that are in non-competing practice areas or geographically far away from you. So if you do divorce in Texas and you get a link from a bankruptcy guy in New Jersey, it's relevant, it's attorney to attorney, it makes sense, and it'll help you. So content and links, content and links. You want to work on both these things and grow these things over time. So again, SEO is going to be an expense. Nothing will happen for the first few months, even with solid SEO work. Once you get to about the 6 month mark, you should see an increase in the number of searches you're getting per day, and that should start manifesting in more calls to your site. Okay? At about the 6 month mark, you should be getting enough retentions where the amount of money you spend on SEO, let's say you spend $1,000 a month, should equal at least what you're getting in retentions, maybe more. But at this point, you should be at a break-even, at least, okay? And that's a good thing, because now any SEO you do will grow you into the profitable range, and you no longer have to pay for SEO because you're getting enough clients that it's covering it, okay? Now, as you move towards the one-year mark, now you should start to see significant increase in rankings, a significant increase in the number of visitors to your site, and enough calls where you're profiting every month. So again, if you're spending $1,000 a month on SEO, and you're getting in $8,000 worth of retainers, and even after expenses, you're still netting $4,000 on that. Well, you're making money on it. You put in $1,000, you get out $4,000. Now you should be happy because now you no longer have to worry about your SEO. You keep doing it, you keep adding, and you'll get more and more profitable. And it's a good reason to do it because, again, if I have a machine where I put $1 in and I get $4 out, I like that machine. I want to use it over and over and over. And that's how SEO works. So it's a long-term, slow, muscle-building process. Once you've built it, it's not going to go away overnight like pay-per-click or other things that you pay to play, and once you stop paying, they're gone. You know, it's not like the electricity company, you stop paying, the lights go off. This stays with you, but it's something you have to build upon and really never stop doing, even at some low level. But if it's profitable, which is the real metric of success, who cares? So I hope this answers your question. If you want to talk more about SEO and how it could be used to help improve your law firm and get more retained clients, contact me, speakeasymarketinginc.com, or call 888-225-8594. You can also send me an email at rj@ speakeasymarketinginc.com. Take care.